Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. It is Victoria Faulk, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated. And yes, we have started the Happy and Productive Life movement. Happier and more productive through the joy of travel. And folks, yes, I have been traveling around the world. I've been on the boat, I've been on the plane, I've been on the car, the train, whatever, the bus. But I can tell you, there's nothing more wonderful than being on a cruise. In fact, I dare to say it. Yes, I will say it. You have not lived until you have cruised. And for those of you who tell me that you're afraid of the water, or you get seasick, or, you know, you're fearing, thinking about the Titanic, folks, look, you have to get on a cruise ship. You have to. So today I'm going to share with you the top five reasons to take a cruise. Number one, folks, a cruise is the ultimate all-inclusive vacation. All-inclusive. Yes. So when I say all-inclusive, I mean the cost of your cruise, right? You have your accommodations that you're paying for, so that's your sleeping quarters. It includes your meals. As many times in a day that you wish to eat, there is food available for you. And that's why, folks, if you ever heard anybody say that you're going to gain at least 10 pounds when you're on a cruise, that's why. Because you have access to so much delicious food all day and all night long. And the beauty of it all is you can go through the buffet line and get all the different types of food of your choosing, or you can stand there and watch the chefs prepare the food in front of your face. And that includes room service, folks. So you can get room service. So that's all your meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. And when I say dinners, I mean, you know, they usually have lobster night. You can get your crab tails, your crab legs. I'm getting it all mixed up. I'm just so excited. But you know what I'm talking about, because it's good stuff. And they have things to accommodate people from all different cultures and ethnic groups, so it's always wonderful. And then there's entertainment that's included. Your Broadway-style shows, folks, shows that if you came to New York, you might pay $100 for your ticket or $150 for a ticket, but yet the cost of the show is included in your cruise rate. So you have Broadway-style shows, you have comedy shows, all different types of acrobats, you have like the Cirque du Soleil, all different things to entertain you, and your activities. So most cruise ships, you have access to the indoor pool, the outdoor pool. There's jacuzzi, hot tub. There's your fitness center. A lot of them now have basketball courts. I just got off the MSC Divina. I was on the MSC cruise line in May. Yes, they had a miniature bowling alley on the cruise ship. So it's awesome. All the incredible things that you can find to do for that one price. Now, I must warn you, not all cruise lines operate the same way. So you have some cruise lines that may charge you for different shows, or they may charge you for different restaurants that you eat in outside of the main buffet areas. So that's why you want to speak to a travel specialist like myself to make sure that you really are getting an all-inclusive cruise, because that is, ladies and gentlemen, one of the top five reasons to take a cruise. Now, another thing that I love about cruising is the fact that taking a cruise is like having multiple vacations on one trip. Yeah, it really is, folks. It's like having multiple vacations on one trip, because as opposed to getting on a plane and flying to one destination and having to spend a week in that one particular destination, when you are on a cruise, you can get on the cruise ship at one port and you could wake up somewhere different every day. Yes, that's what I said. Every day you can wake up on a different island and enjoy yourself in a totally different location than you were the day before. And let me tell you, I've done it, and it was incredible. Last month, I had the pleasure of being on the awesome cruise for These Women Mean Business with Miss Deborah Thorne, the information diva out in California. And we had an incredible group of people with us. We had women and men with us. And we got on that cruise ship in Miami. And the first stop on that cruise was Ocho Rios, Jamaica. And the second stop on that cruise, we were in the Cayman Islands. And the third stop on that cruise, we were in Cozumel, Mexico. And the fourth stop on that cruise was Nassau, Bahamas. Every day, waking up on a different island, being able to get off that ship and to go and explore a totally different place, to go shopping, to meet the natives that live there, to enjoy the different food, to enjoy the entertainment there. How amazing that was. And for one great price, for one incredible price. That's what makes cruising so awesome. There are a lot of times where people will ask me for a trip to the Bahamas, and it's just flying from New York to the Bahamas, staying at one resort for a week, and then flying back to New York. Do you know that a trip like that is actually much more expensive than getting on the cruise ship and being able to stop at three or four different ports and enjoying the lifestyle in each one of those areas? Because not only are you paying for your flight and your hotel or the resort, you know, if you're paying for the resort, a lot of the resorts have extra resort fees because they want you to pay for the use of their towels. They want you to pay to sit in their lounge chairs. And they want you to pay to rent the cabanas, right? They want you to pay for the room service. But when you're on the cruise ship, use the towels. They want you to use the towels because they want you to enjoy the spa and the hot tub and the pool, right? They want you to enjoy all those things. And there's no extra fee to use the towels. There's no extra fee to use the lounge chairs on the cruise ship. It's there for your enjoyment. It's all a part of that all-inclusive package. So why not, folks? Plan a nice cruise that has at least three or four stops. Yeah, three or four stops so you can enjoy being in different places. Now, speaking from New York, one of the cruises that I really, really enjoyed taking with the different stops was getting on the cruise ship over at 55th Street and 12th Avenue over on the west side, getting on that Carnival Cruise Line and stopping in Port Canaveral. Or for those of you who are not familiar, Port Canaveral is in the Orlando, Florida area. But being able to take my daughter, stop in Orlando, go to Disney World, right? We went to Disney World, Magic Kingdom, and we enjoyed ourselves so much. And then we got back on the cruise ship, went to Nassau, Bahamas, and Freeport, Bahamas. So that is the awesome thing. When I say have a vacation within a vacation, it really, really is true, folks. So before you take that cruise, take a look at the different ports that the ship is stopping and imagine for yourself where you would like to go, what activities you would like to enjoy before you get on that cruise ship. And like I mentioned before, the price is all-inclusive for what's included on a ship, but they also have very affordable, what they call shore excursions. So the shore excursions are the things that you can do on each port. So for those of you who are creative and adventurous like myself, you might want to go off, you know, for a little bit. But like I caution you now, go off, but don't go off too far because you are a stranger in the land and you want to be safe. But you can, you know, enjoy the area on your own, or you can participate in the excursions that the cruise line has preset for you and has pre-priced for you and pre-packaged for you to make it easy. So you don't have to be out there wondering, oh my goodness, I only have 5 hours. Where do I go? What do I do? Right? So you can actually plan your activities beforehand and pay for them beforehand. And all you got to do when you get there is what? Show up and enjoy yourself. And if you show up, folks, yes, you definitely will enjoy yourself. And what's great about cruises, number 3 on my list, is that there is something to do for people of all different ages and all different activity levels. So imagine your family. Imagine your group of friends. You know there are those folks that are wild and fun and adventurous, and they'll try just about anything. But then there are other people that are cautious, more reserved, more laid back. They don't walk too fast. They like sitting and lounging. And then you have those in-between folks where you're not sure which way they'll decide to go on a given day. If they're feeling good and they have energy, they might want to participate in a lot of activities. But then there are other days, you know, they wake up and they're just not feeling it. Well, you can be on a cruise with each one of those types of people, and there'll be something for everyone to do. If you like just sitting around and relaxing, you can do that. You know, there are libraries. Yes, I didn't mention before. You can find a library on a cruise ship. There are quiet spaces. There are quiet lounges where for those people who just want to sit and relax, yes, you can just sit and relax. And for those people who want to party and like dancing and loud music and like a fun, exciting atmosphere, there's always a party going on a cruise ship. And if you don't know how to dance, don't even worry about it because they have a lot of free. Yes, I said free. That's part of that all-inclusive, folks. You already paid for it before you got on the ship. So you can learn to dance on the cruise ship and go and dance the night away. So plan that family reunion for the cruise. You could take all the children, take all the adults, right? And grandma and grandpa can come too. Because the cruise is a great vacation for the whole family. And as I've said, there is something enjoyable for each person. So it takes the stress away. Now imagine if you had to find a resort that was good for the children and good for, you know, grandma and grandpa and good for you too and something that you all enjoy. It's a little harder. But on a cruise, because they have the different areas on the ship, you know, and all the different levels, and, you know, everybody can choose to be in the space that they want to be in, it just makes it so much simpler. And when you're on vacation, folks, that's what you want. You don't want to be stressed out about unnecessary things. So think about the cruise when you're planning for a group of people that happen to be of different age ranges and different activity levels. Someone might want to be in the pool all day. Someone else might want to go sit and play bingo. Someone else might want to enjoy the dance classes. Someone else might want to sit and go to cooking classes. And guess what? While the adults are out playing, the children can be off on their own playing. Now, when I say on their own, I'm not talking about without adult supervision. I'm talking about without you. Yes. For those parents. Now, I'm not going to make you say it out loud because, you know, some parents feel guilty, but it's not a bad thing, and it's nothing you really need to feel guilty about. Sometimes we do need a break from our children. And you know what? They need a break from us every now and then. So the beautiful thing about cruises is number 4 on my list. Most cruise lines have really figured out, you know, we really need to have some child care because that'll take that excuse away from the parents as to why they can or cannot cruise. A lot of times when you're talking to parents and they have young children or teenagers even, all different ages, there's that thought of, is this vacation going to be appropriate for my child? Will I have to get a babysitter? Can I bring my child with me? You know, and the beautiful thing about cruises is that they have child care for children of all different ages. Now, of course, you really, really have to be mindful and thoughtful of your child. Is my child a child that can be obedient, that can be sociable within the group where my child feel comfortable? And most average healthy children do very well on cruise ships, and they have a lot of fun because while you're off in the adult lounge, they're in camp during the cruise ship, enjoying fun activities and scavenger hunts, and they're in the kiddie pool and doing arts and crafts and, you know, making ice cream sundaes and nice drawings that they could enjoy. They're playing games and miniature golf and having fun with people their age. They're making new friends and enjoying themselves. And guess what? You don't have the stress of having to come up with extra money to pay the babysitter so that you can go on vacation. Now, you might be somebody where money is not such a big issue. You may have the money to pay for the babysitter, but maybe you just don't want to be states away or islands away or continents away, whatever distance it is, worried about what's happening with your child while you're on vacation. So believe me, folks, because I'm a mommy. You know, I happen to be a single mommy, and I totally get it. I understand. You know, because lots of times when I'm traveling the world, I'm like, okay, is my baby okay? What's she doing? Is she happy? What's going on, right? I want to make sure that she's being treated well. Now, when you're on a cruise and you're enjoying yourself and you want to make sure that your child is being treated well, guess what? You go to the area and you peep in. You know, if you know the particular area that they're in, you can go and peep in and say, wave to your child and ease your mind. And then guess what? Go back to that adult lounge and enjoy yourself, because that's what vacation is all about, folks, you enjoying yourself. And once again, when we talk about the top five reasons that you must take a cruise, we get to number five on the list. And number five is that cruises are fun. They are so much fun, people. When I was on this last cruise, I just had so much fun. There was just so many different things to do, meeting new people, you know, enjoying the different sights. I don't know where to start. But if you are a fun and sociable person and you're looking for a wonderful time, you want to get on the cruise. Because people are on that ship and they're having fun, they're eating, they're playing, they're doing the activities, they're going to workshops, they're lounging, whatever it is that they enjoy, they're doing. So it's putting them in a good mood to meet you, to talk to you. I can't tell you how many new people that I met on this last cruise and exchanging phone numbers with people and, you know, folks who I'm going to keep contact with for a long time. I even met potential business partners, people who say, hey, I like what you're doing. Tell me how I can do that too. So it's incredible who you can meet on a great cruise and what might become of that relationship. So, folks, I think I made myself clear. I love cruising. And I've been in the travel business for 9 years now. I've taken many vacations. I've seen a lot of the world. But most of the world that I've seen has been from me being on these cruises and enjoying getting off at the different ports, going to different vacations. Now, yes, I do live in New York, and I've enjoyed getting on cruises right from New York. That's an awesome experience because you don't have to worry about getting a plane ticket. You don't have to worry about missing your flight or missing a connection or anything crazy like that. I get on the subway. I get off at 50th Street, or you can get off at 59th Street on the west side and walk to the pier. Or if you want to take a taxi to the pier, either way, all the major transportation goes to that pier. And you can get on the major cruise lines from that area. But, yes, there have been many times when I've also flown to the ship. And that has been an awesome experience, too. And when I fly to meet the cruise ship, I'm usually flying to Florida, maybe Orlando or Miami or Fort Lauderdale. This last cruise that I tell you about that I love so much, that was actually Miami. Now, the benefits of doing that is you have more time to spend on the islands, and you're not on that water so long, just floating at sea. So there are advantages and disadvantages as to whether or not you're going to fly or whether or not you're going to get on the cruise port by your home. But like I said, folks, I am a certified travel specialist. So when I cruise, I'm not just having fun because of that awesome experience. I'm having fun because I'm also making money. Yes, making money. Now, the best way to make money as a travel specialist is with a group cruise. The cruise lines have an awesome commission rate. Yes, they do. The commission is awesome. And there's a way that you can earn extra commission when you do a group cruise. You're able to get a payment plan, right? If you book that cruise far enough in advance, you can get a nice group rate for your group. You can get a payment plan, right? You can earn free cruise rates. Yes. But none of that makes sense to you right now if you're not a travel agent. Won't really understand all the stuff that I'm talking about. It just sounds like stuff. But that's okay because I am looking for motivated individuals who are ready to change their lives. If you are a motivated individual and you want a happier and more productive life through travel, and what I've said excites you, and it makes sense to you, and you know that it is possible for you, and you don't mind doing the work. It's fun being a travel specialist, but yes, it is a real profession. So you really have to do work in order to make money. But guess what? The work is fun. We're talking travel. So when you're doing something that you enjoy, it makes it easier to get the things done. That's what I believe. So if that makes sense to you, once again, I want you to reach out to me. My name is Victoria Falk, and yes, I am the CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated, the founder of the Happy and Productive Life Movement. And you can reach me at 347-658-8459. Once again, that is 347-658-8459. I'm looking for new travel agents. I want people that I can train to be travel agents, and I can show you how you can travel the world, how you can cruise for free by promoting a group, how you can earn money off that group trip and travel at a discount or for free based on how many people who've come on your trip. I want to show you how to enjoy yourself and be able to see several parts of the world throughout the year. Once upon a time, before I became a travel specialist, I had one vacation a year. One vacation. And it was a little weekend getaway. But this year alone, from January to now, I've been blessed to be able to go to New Orleans. I've been to two parts of Florida. I've been to Africa, Jamaica. I've been to Cayman Islands. I've been to Mexico. I've been to the Bahamas. Right? Because I've been blessed to be in the travel industry. So, if you like how that sounds and you know that you have it in you to do the same, timing is perfect, people. This is the summertime. People are excited about travel, and they have their mind set on going somewhere. And if you get started today, and if you know some of these people, why wouldn't they book their travels through you? Just makes sense. So once again, you can call me at 347-658-8459. You can also email me. It's my name, Victoria Falk, 777@gmail.com. And that's Falk, F as in Frank, A-L-K, right? No spaces. Let's take a look. You can also watch the video presentation at www.passionatetravel.info. That's passionatetravel.info. info.info. And after you watch the little video, feel free. You can click join now and get started on your own as a travel agent, or you can click more information, and I'd be glad to give you a call and help you get started. So I'm so happy you tuned in today on Passionate Travel Incorporated's radio show. This is all part of Home-Based Business One-on-One. Please tune in. So I know Baba Jahi, he has some awesome shows and information for you throughout the week. I sign off right now, and I encourage you to keep on listening to Blog Talk Radio One-on-One. And, yes, the Passionate Travel Incorporated radio show will be back right here, this time, this station, on Monday from 3 p.m. Eastern Standard to 3:30. Have a passionate day, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.